Bitches want money stack. I just want my percent. She told me to hit the hole. I used to play running back. You niggas be fumbling.
Who's playing running back? Oh, this is the CC in 20. Producer Rolls Wednesday. Dan Alexander. He's at Newbie Talks on the Wheels of Steel. I love the surprise Wednesdays. It's fantastic. I'm Dave Sheriff, and that's Sports Beat Kick and Sing. You are in the CC in 20, where we get in, give you some stuff, and get you out. All in a quick walk, brisk pace, and little music on the way in and on the way out, just to give you, keep you bopping, keep you moving, keep it going. Newbie, woo! Wednesday,
yeah, baby. Producer rules. Yeah, I had to play one of my favorite songs, Wale, a little Lil Wayne with Running Back, because the Eagles got their running back. Now it's official. Now it has been announced. Saquon is their running back. I know we talked about it at length, so we won't belabor the point, but right. I figured since Unitsi wasn't here, I could actually celebrate it a little bit. And yes, we have our running back.
Eagles fans are happy.
They
at
are.
At least for now.
Yeah.
You're back in the mix, at least positive until
yeah.
the season
That's
starts.
All it takes. This is how Howie Roseman stays employed, Dave. It's a encyclical thing. Everyone blames him. We're like, he fucked up the roster. He did this. He did that. He makes a splash offseason signing, kills the offseason free agency period, as he always does. And now right. we're all fully back and want Howie to be JFK's running mate instead of Aaron Rodgers.
Which is the most unbelievable story. We'll start off there. Like, I mean, is Unitsi going to be the press secretary? Is he on the chief? God. Is he on the staff? Can you imagine?
He might as well be, right?
I hope this kid finds the time or finds his way into the show, because it will be gold, because I started him immediately. I actually talked
insane.
About him on Bostonian versus the Book. What are Jets fans saying today?
Well, seriously, wasn't the whole thing, didn't he go on the McAfee show and be like, I'm only talking about football, you know, it's going to be all focused in on football, and now, you know, he's like, I'm also going to run for office on a platform of free ayahuasca for all. Everyone should go on a darkness retreat. Like, insanity. I mean, our timeline is the wildest timeline that we're living, Dave.
It's nuts. And again, I thought, okay, I immediately thought I'd move the Jets number up.
Oh, yeah.
Go get me some more Jets money.
Give me that
who
Jets
the hell's
money.
Betting them?
No.
I need more Jets money.
No, and we stole their pass rusher, too. So we're feeling good.
I mean, there's a lot of things. Like, forget about the movement and all this other stuff. I immediately thought,
yeah,
boy, I'm glad I'm not a Jets fan.
Yeah.
One. Two, you know, if we could get this kid to show up, did you see he responded on the Twitter to the show account?
I know. I thought somebody had to have hacked his account. If we were playing bot or not, I would call Yanitsi's account a bot account, because it's never
at
tweeting.
This point, yeah. I think you would be right.
Yeah.
And it's good to know that he's still, you know, still maybe checking it, stealth in between everything else that he's doing. He's on secret missions. I love that from Klaircheck. He said that about him. I don't know what this guy's mission is, really. I mean, I want him in there with the OTAs and, you know, working with the receivers. I hope he's doing it. I hope for you Jets fans. You know, a lot of people listen to the show in New York. It's tough being a Jets fan. It's harder being a Jets fan than it is to being an Eagles fan, because the Eagles at least won.
That's true.
Like,
felt good.
There's generations of Jets fans that haven't seen a championship. Oh. So, good luck. God bless. And I don't even know what the ticket would be. Like, you would have on that vice president.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it's an insane world we live in, Dave.
It's insane. Well, you know what else is insane? We talked about it yesterday. Baseball, precautionary, exploratory, whatever this MRI thing is. Big baseball news today. Gerrit Cole is going to be out 1 to 2 months. Mm. So he's not actually going to run for office, but that puts the Yankees in a jackpot. That's a big move. I mean, that's their horse. That's their guy. He ain't playing. We told you guys yesterday, go get those Oreo futures. Mm-hmm. Mr. John Dobolina, and Kevin at the Circa. A lot of Orioles fans. I got these two brothers now. I call them the Clipper brothers, Greg and Dave. They're from Baltimore. Baltimore up, Yankees down. It may be time to ride with the Orioles to win the AL East. That's the baseball portion of the show, boys and girls. It's brought to you by Saks Underwear. ballpark pouch underwear reinvented. Designed to reduce friction, this 3D hammock-shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place, features breathable mesh panels, and non-chafing flat-out seams. Gotta have the man parts held together.
Need it. You have to.
Man parts for the people. There's a lot of trash in the NBA today. There's a lot of really interesting matchups that
you could put it
owe to my friend Cam Stewart. God bless. His mom passed this week. He's dealing with a lot of things. He's been off of Sports Grid. So he calls this dumpster diving, where you got to look at a lot of bad games between bad teams. But we find gold here on the show. And if you guys have been listening, you've been able to find some of the gold. We see you working, Chef B. Chef Benny putting out parlays. Newbie to hockey guy. We'll get to that in a second.
Cash.
Lax guy. Just keep sending out winners. I mean, it's unbelievable what you're doing with this stuff. You looked at the board today, Newbie, in the basketball. I saw a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of trash.
Yeah,
you see anything off the board right away when you look at it?
You got to dive into that dumpster with our man Cam there and find something. But if you do dive in, you look at a matchup that people might be looking at taking some overs on Bam Adebayo of the Miami Heat, of course. We're sweeping in on the under. Points, rebounds, assists. Bam's going to be struggling tonight. He might not even play the full game. We're going under 34.5 PRA for my man Bam Adebayo. That's a little dumpster dive special for you, Dave.
The kids love the PRAs. That's a good thing. There's a lot of Discord groups. There's a lot of people talking about these PRAs. The kids are talking about it. Kids are betting it. It's worthy of us talking about it. I looked at the board and I saw Toronto, Detroit. That is, how do you say it when you go down low and you say it with bad teams?
Beep, beep, boop, boop, gaga.
That's all of it. That game is shit. But there's sometimes, you know, you drop one, you look in the bowl, there's some things floating around in there. I think Detroit, money line, they're going to win again. Wow. They're winning today. The game's a high total. It's going over.
I like that.
233 around a number. I think you could lay to 3.5, but I like that money line. I told you that yesterday when the Pistons played day one. That's trash game. Brooklyn, Orlando, trash. Pee-pee, poo-poo, ca-ca. Under. All right? Under. The NBA trends are under. Went 4-1-1 last night, depending on where you fell with the number with the Celtics in Orlando. I want to thank our friend Johnny Parlay. He's a big part of the chat over at the BVB. He put that out there today. Always give credit where credit is due. Thank you, Johnny. Charlotte, Memphis, another shit game.
Oof.
Well, the books know it's a shit game. 202 Stinky. For a total. Down from an opener last night to 205.5. Some people might say fade it. Go the other way. If you do, you're on your own. I think this one's an under. I don't think they even get to 200. And then Atlanta, Portland late. I got that one. Another trash game. Another under. But Noobs, you're in L.A., and USC is here for the Pac-12 tournament. So LeBron is not here watching Bronny play. They're playing right now, actually. But the Lakers are playing Sacramento. Any thoughts on this game?
I think the Lake Show is in trouble. Yeah, they're going to sneeze here. Sacramento's the play for me. Lay it. Give me Sacramento all day long.
It's nothing to sneeze at.
What's the line? What's the line right now?
Right now, it's Lakers -3.
Yeah, so give me those 3 points. Give me the money line.
If you go back and look this season, Sacramento's 3-0 against the Lakers.
Ooh.
Twice on a back-to-back, which they are, because they housed Milwaukee last night.
True.
So the trend is, they bet them because they're on a back-to-back. Those teams win sometimes. This is a bad matchup. Sactown, light the beam, Kings play, Pistons lay. There's your two sides.
I like that.
NBA. That was pretty fast.
Bam Adebayo as well, under PRA.
I love it. There you go. All right, let's swing it to the hockey. Newbie, you're a hockey guy.
Apparently.
And you keep finding these gems in a lot of games that may or may not be on people's radar.
Pee-pee-poop.
Yesterday, you want to talk about the Wild and regulation. That was so easy.
It's free money. It was literally free money.
It's not always that easy, okay? But there are games tonight. There's only four. I couldn't wait, one, to hear what song that you started the show off with and you're going to send us out with. But but I couldn't wait to get the newbie. CC and 20 hockey. As he just stares at the board, he looks. Winnie's down, sitting with Kayla. Everything's quiet. Everything's relaxed. All he does is look and stare, waiting for the RDI to arrive tomorrow.
I got
to
pick his ass up.
Give me some hockey. Give me something.
Well, the dog is not barking. Winnie is being a very good girl, but that doesn't mean that the dogs are not barking. We've had three straight winners on this show talking about Colorado Avalanche games, Dave, and we were talking about them going over the total. Another nice rocking chair winner yesterday, so we sweep the hockey board as we are one to do. We're taking them against Vancouver today. Yep. Give me the plus 105 Avs live. That's the play for me.
Kind of surprising. We just talked about this too, and I just found out that it's Casey DeSmith playing goal for the Vancouver Canucks, not their starting goalie. Demko's out. So this is interesting. The line move came on the Coovers. It came on Vancouver. You want to fade newbie? You can. At your own peril. Your own risk. I like this game to go over the total.
Yeah, I feel like I'm almost like overthinking it. You know what I mean? Like because I cashed on the tickets over. I was like, I can't keep going back to that. Well, I feel like
you can.
So I'm going to let you do it. I'm going to let you do this one. I'm going to take the Avs on the money line. You go with the over, and then we both cash in like a nice like 4-3 game.
Love it. I think that's the minimum score we get is 4-3. We might even get overtime in this one. This is a measuring stick game for Vancouver more than anything.
Fair. Good point.
And you catch Colorado on a back-to-back, which, again, sometimes that was always – I'm the first one to say it. In the decades that I was in the book and doing this stuff, I undervalued or overvalued the back-to-back. It was a very hard thing to measure. And I think books struggle with that in general. I know I did. I can't measure it for Colorado because they housed Calgary yesterday. I mean – housed them. They got down a little in game. They were a dog briefly, and then boom, they scored all those goals. They're probably going to score goals tonight. Their team total over is probably not a bad play. The rest of the board on the hockey, Kings Blues, not a fan of the line. Big number on the road for the Kings. Not crazy about that. Nashville and Winnipeg is going to be a really good hockey game. I like the under. I'm thinking that play is like a playoff game more than anything. That one's under. Caps and Oilers, like, I mean, when they put a minus 300 on it, that's basically telling you a stop sign. You know, you want to lay it, good. You're going to lay a horrific price. I don't know if I'm real excited about trusting Edmonton in this spot with laying that big number. But as you said yesterday with the Minnesota, and I'm on tonight on Sports Grid with Scott Wetzel, who likes to take away the book's power of the money line by playing it in regulation. And he plays Edmonton in regulation. I think we could look there with that one. Noobs, I don't even know that Detroit Mercy had a lacrosse team until you told me yesterday right here on the show. But you told me, you told the people.
Free money.
I mean, there's people blindly playing lacrosse.
As they should.
Because you're telling them.
As they should. That's what you do.
This is one of those things where I can't wait to download the show, follow the show, like the show, follow you at Newbie Talks, because – there's value, there's good picks, and I'm learning a new sport. I'm like, this is interesting. So what are you hitting the people with today with the lax?
I'll tell you what, the board tonight is a short one. There's only one game, standalone. It's Duke taking on Providence. The total in this one, 28. Duke's a 12-point favorite. I'm inclined to take Providence because – you know, like Duke likes playing with their food, but I don't know. I think the lean is under towards me, but no official play.
If it's a pass, it's a pass. You don't have to play it.
Exactly. Like, so that one, if you need any lacrosse tonight, let's go under the 28. I'm not betting it, though. What I am going to bet is the holy shit, I need this play on Friday. I have a future, full disclosure, on Loyola Maryland over their season win total. And it was looking good. They started off the year with a win against Georgetown. Okay. Georgetown's like a top 10 program. I was like, fuck yeah, we're going to cash this ticket. And Loyola has not been great since. Now they got Boston University coming to town. It's only minus 115 on the money line. Well, we're taking Loyola Maryland to right the ship and keep my ticket alive. I could get double burnt here. I think Loyola is a better team. We're laying it We're going to lay the minus 115. It's essentially a pick 'em, Loyola Maryland over BU.
Okay. That's good
to
know.
It's a Friday game, so people got time to get to it. And I'll have a little money line parlay for the folks for tomorrow's edition.
Yeah, today's Wednesday. Games. Tomorrow's Thursday. Yeah. I like when you look ahead. You're already looking at matchups and things like that. Yeah. That's who somebody who's immersed in the space and actually enjoys the sport is doing. So that's what we do here on the show. We got a lot of people listening in Maryland, in that tri-state area there, Virginia, Delaware, Maryland. There's a lot of people starting to find a show, enjoying the show, all this other stuff. Listen for the lacrosse plays. You don't have to play them, but you can fade or follow, whatever you want to do. It goes for all the plays, NHL, NBA. You know, we got the suits telling us we got to give out plays.
We got to give out the picks.
We're just trying, to do our thing.
Yeah,
that's all. You know, we don't need suits on. We just need people to listen, which you guys are doing. Again, leave a review. Tell someone about the show. That's all we could ask. We appreciate you all being here. Noobs, what's for dinner tonight? I mean, did you go grocery shopping?
Did you
stock up for the Audi?
I went grocery shopping yesterday, threw down some incredible, my world famous turkey chili was stellar. That was what for dinner last night.
I've heard
tonight, we actually got our first lacrosse practice that I'll be out coaching for. So tonight, Kayla's going to be on her own. So it's going to be her and Winnie throwing something down in the kitchen. I got to hit the road and go up to Santa Monica because I got practice to attend.
Is this going to be a full season thing, or are you just testing this out?
I'm right just, now? You know, we're trying it out. We'll see.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Test but, it
know,
out. Let them see the newbie.
Exactly.
See what they got. You can see what they got. See if you can come to terms and agreement. Get your ass back out on the field.
But their gear, that's really, I told them, hey, if I help you out, I want free gear. So I'll see what I can get up your way because the Palisades Dolphins, pretty solid gear. Nice blue teal.
Double up
that you're
the order.
Wearing.
I'll pay for it. I'll support you. The team and support you if you get the gig. 100% I'm in. Pacific Palisades Dolphins. This is outstanding. Where do you get this shit? Nowhere but here. That's the show. No show for you needs. He
shocker.
Tried.
Cash it again.
Cash it. He's Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks. I'm Dave Sherapin at SportsBK Can Sing. Again, reminder that BVB meetup, you can come meet us in person next week on Thursday and Friday at Resorts World. Newbie, I know you're busy now. I wish you could come, but the invitation is there. Just keep that in mind. As it is for the rest of you listening to this, that, and all the other stuff. Newbie, producer rules, get us out of here.
The money be coming in. The money be coming in. See you niggas just run your mouth, yeah. My nigga, we run the set.